reading from Luke 6, 39 through 49. Jesus also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone is fully trained will be like their teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take this speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the goods stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my word and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house and could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and understanding of his holy word this day.
Thank you, Tony. Please be seated. This is a powerful, powerful parable for our spiritual life. And today, I would like to focus on verses 43 and 44, which talks about fruit-bearing tree. And this is part of using our spiritual gifts. And the reason we need to use our spiritual gift is to produce fruit. Now, I have a question. How many of you like fruits? Okay, many of us like. What kind of fruits do you like? Apple? Bananas? Bananas. Oranges?
Peaches.
Strawberry? Peaches? Mango? What's that? Watermelon? Blueberry? Grapes? Bananas? All of them. And all of them include what? Everything. Okay, so there are different kinds of fruits, right? And one thing, does anyone, okay, just guess. There is one fruit that in our house we need to have all the time. Maybe one or two days, except for 1 or 2 days if we don't go to the store. But almost every time, except for three of you. Can anybody guess there is one fruit in our house that we need to have all the time?
Orange sliced candies.
Yes. No, really fruit. Real fruit.
Actual fruit.
Actual fruit. Apple. Who said banana? Who said banana? Oh, okay, yes. Banana. Somehow, Akam and I, we make a smoothie every morning, and banana should be there in our smoothie, maybe a little bit of beetroot, and a little bit of celery, a little bit of cabbage. My small group knows, right? Remember? Cabbage. And a little bit of strawberry. But banana is one thing we make sure that we have it all the time. Maybe for 1 or 2 days, we may not have it, but we have it all the time. How many of you know jackfruit? Jackfruit? You haven't seen? Mike, can you Google jackfruit? No, I think it's a tropical fruit that you have all the time in India during summer. And it's very sweet, and it has a small kind of a seed, bigger seed, and you can eat that as well. But the kind of flesh of the fruit, it's very tasty, but it's available only during summer. And the moment you eat that, it will just, I mean, maybe it has a lot of cholesterol, I don't know, but it'll make you feel hot. So jackfruit is something, maybe we'll let Mike figure out later if he can find it. Jackfruit is something which we have it in India, and it's available during summer. Now, when we were in California, when Sunin was growing up, when he was in fifth grade, he was very fond of fruits. So every time we go to the store, he will say, bring fruits, and any kind of fruits, kiwi or oranges, he would just sit the whole day and just keep on eating. Now his favorite fruits are, okay, yes, this is how jackfruit look like. And I have seen some of this in some Asian stores as well. So if you want to taste, and it doesn't smell bad, so it's okay, you can try. So when Sunin was growing up, he was very fond of fruits. He would eat fruits the whole day, all the time. I mean, he would just sit and eat. But now his favorite fruits are maybe burgers and steaks and some of those stuff. But at one time, he was fond of eating fruits. How many of us, no, we have just named a lot of fruits. How many of us will be able to name or recognize different fruit trees? Apple tree, we know because there's apple. Mango trees, we can recognize, right? And then peach or pears, oranges, cherry, mango, jackfruit trees, and we know oak, by their acorns, and walnut or hickory trees by the nuts they produce, and many of us will be able to recognize maple trees because we will see maple syrup hanging on the tree, right? No, I'm just kidding. So we can recognize a lot of trees by the fruits they bear. But it's very difficult for me to recognize them in winter because the leaves will be gone and it's just bare. The fruit, the trees, the branches are bare. And so it's very, very difficult sometimes in winter to recognize the kind of trees. Now from this, we can learn that it is the fruit which the tree bears that helps us identify what kind of tree it is. Because when we see the fruit, we can easily identify. And just in front of the parsonage, we have an apple tree. It has lots of apple, but we can't eat them. But we can still recognize and identify that it's an apple tree. And so in verse 44, which Tony just read, it says, each tree is known by its own fruit. Those are physical fruits. And if we go to John chapter 15, in John chapter 15, Jesus tells the parable of the vine and the branches. And when Jesus says he wants to bear fruit in us, he is telling us that he wants to use each one of us to bear, not apple or mango, but to bear spiritual fruits. He uses the analogy to signify the visible evidence of his words in each one of us. If we read John chapter 15, verses 7 to 8, Jesus said that one of the signs that proves we are his disciple is that we bear much fruit. And Jesus also reminds us that he chose us and he appointed us for a specific purpose, that we should go and bear fruit. So our call, our assignment is to go. So our assignment is not merely a passive one. We are called to bear fruits. That means, what that means is we have to let God use us and let good things come out of us in the words we speak, in the things we do, in our everyday lives, in our attitude, and we should let good things come out of us. We all know apples, oranges, bananas, strawberries. But there are some fruit, some trees that look very good, that bear fruits, but we cannot eat them, just like the apple tree in front of the parsonage. It has lots of apples. If we are to eat that, I mean, it can save us a lot of money. But we can't eat that. That is not a kind of a good apple. That cannot be eaten. It's not a good fruit. And Ruth said that it was a very useless apple. Now, when we first came to the parsonage, Nelson, when he did not have his eye problem, he would always come and mow the lawn. Through the entire church, he would mow the lawn. And one day, he was telling us, you know, this sumac, it's the most annoying tree, kind of tree, because you can cut one, but after a few days, you will see four or five new ones. And when he told me that, I was thinking maybe sometimes it reminds us of our sin, our sinful nature. Sometimes we come to church, we pray, we just talk about this is one area where I need to improve upon, but when we go back to the world, sometimes we forget, and then our sin keeps on, you know, growing, and we don't realize. We, all of us, can easily recognize different kind of fruits. But what exactly is a fruit in a spiritual sense? Because in order for us to bear spiritual fruit, we need to have a clear understanding of what spiritual fruit means. Now, in the Bible, we have few references that talks about fruit. If we turn to Matthew chapter 3, verse 8, it says, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. So until unless we repent of our sins, of our weaknesses, of our shortcomings, we will not be able to bear spiritual fruits. And if we turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 to 10, it says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. So it's not about pleasing our society. It's not about pleasing what the Hollywood tells us to do. We have to find what are some of the things that will please the Lord. And the most important passage about the spiritual fruit is found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. And it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law." The Word of God is very clear that the word fruit in spiritual sense refers to the results of the believer's walk with God. And if we read first chapter in Colossians and verse 10, chapter 1, verse 10, it talks about fruit being connected with good works. The question for all of us, who is supposed to bear good fruits? Scripture is very clear, each one of us. Each one of us. And if we read 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, it says, "Each one should use whatever gift he has received to share, to serve others. To serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in various forms." This verse, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, has a powerful message for all of us, that each one of us has received a special gift. But how do we know if we have received the spiritual fruit or not? We can only know by discerning God's will. But before we know what God's will for our lives is, we must first put ourselves at His disposal. We must offer ourselves to be used by Him. And only when we are willing to surrender ourselves to God and willing to be used by God, He will show us His good, acceptable, and perfect will for us when, where, and how. Biblical fruits involves all of us becoming more like Jesus in our character, in our personality, in our attitude, and in our lifestyles. And as a result, we can participate in God's plan of salvation for all of us. Our faith journey is about growing in our spiritual life with God every day. And I would like for every one of us, each one of us, to consider our growth in Jesus Christ. I would like for us to do an inventory assessment as to where we stand in terms of our spiritual growth. Jesus wants us to be disciples, to abide in Him and allow His words to abide in us. He wants to ask you and He wants to answer your prayers. He wants your life to glorify God. He wants every aspect of your life to bear fruit, not for you alone, not only for your family, not only for your friends, but for everybody around you, whoever or whomever you encounter every day. Jesus wants your spiritual fruit to impact many people's life you have never met, you have never imagined, you have never known before. Once a man asked a Christian, "What did you gain by regularly praying to God?" And the Christian answered, "Nothing." And he continues, "But he let me tell you what I lost." And so, but he said, "But let me tell you what I lost." He said, "I lost anger, I lost pride, I lost ego, I lost greed, I lost depression, I lost insecurity and fear of death. By praying, I may not have gained anything, but I lost a lot of things." Sometimes the answer to our prayer is not gaining, but losing, which ultimately is the gain for us. And I think we need to have that kind of prayer all the time. I was a teacher at one time, and at the end of every class, almost every week, I give assignment. And so today I would like to give an assignment to each one of us present here this morning. Can you pass this and that? You don't have to show me, I will not grade, but I want you to pray with God and let God do the grading. I want for us to look at the list of the fruit and think about each area and ask yourself, has God changed me in this area? Do I need to improve in this area? So there are two parts of assignments. You can do it at your prayer time. You can do it at your personal time. You don't have to share with anybody. You just share with God and be very honest. And this is the kind of homework assignment where you need to really kneel down and really surrender and really let God speak to each one of us to see where we stand in our relationship with God. Has God changed me in this area? Do I need some kind of help in this area? Love, or joy, or peace, or patience, or kindness, or goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, humility, slow to anger, spirit of unity, and you can add some more fruit of the Spirit that you think are important in our spiritual life. And also, if you turn at the back, you will find some more work to be done. After reading John chapter 15, verses 7 to 8, consider the few areas in your spiritual life and rate how you think you are doing. Number one, not doing well. Number five, doing well. So it's on a kind of a sliding scale going up. Abiding in Him. Are you doing well or not well? His words abiding in you. It's not just simply reading and forgetting. Reading the words and really, you really mean what the words say and putting it into practice. And so are we doing well or not doing well? Discipleship. Are we not doing well or doing well? Bearing much fruit. Where do we stand? So these are some of the homework assignments I would like for you to do in your prayer time, in your personal time. And I am sure God, the Holy Spirit, will really open us up and show us areas where we need to really walk with God. May God bless us all. And I am sure this assignment will really help us this week. Amen.